What kinds of insects will sting you?
Oh, we have bumblebees, wasps, and hornets, and dirt daubers, and honeybees. And maybe other kinds. But I have been, I was just a small girl, and that was when we were living in the log house. And the bumblebees, you know, they bore a hole and go back inside dead wood. And they had out on the porch in the wall of this log, they had built a. And I was out there running and jumping and carrying on. And these bumblebees came out of the hole, and six of them got on my head. And they don't just sting one time and quit. They go along stinging just like a sewing machine, right like that, just stinging fast as they can walk. And six of them on my head stinging at the same time. My sister, just older than me, and my mother, they heard me yelling and having a fit almost out there. And I couldn't get them out. I had long hair, and it was braided. And I couldn't get those things out. And Mama picked them out. My sister held on to them. And my mama picked them out and squeezed their head off as she picked them out. They stung her too. But she got those six out of it. I've been afraid of bumblebees. I kill everyone that comes around that I can. And when I was having this house, part of it worked on, that wasn't what it was doing. The cedar tree out here on the south side, storm one winter had built up so much ice that almost half of it was broken. And the main part of the, you know, the green part broken and falling off, but then the larger part was still standing up there dead. And these bumblebees had built homes all in those places. And I had them to, I wanted them to cut it off, and I'd use it for, you know, you can make nice things out of cedar. So I wanted it cut off, and they got out there and started sawing on that cedar, and these bumblebees came out by the hundreds. And they had to go to Leon and get some poison, and they squirted this poison in the holes, and then they fought these bumblebees, knocked them down and stomped them so that they could get that work done. And I, you know, in a way, it was fun for me to watch them, but I felt sorry for them. It cost me more, of course, more time, but you could have seen those men slapping with, they had a wide piece of wood. And they, as they got close to them, they slapped them down and stomped them. It was funny to me, but I didn't let them see me laugh. I knew better. And my father had honeybees. I don't have any now, but he had several stands of honeybees. And he and I were the only ones in the family that could get stung. And we rub honey on the place, and it wouldn't even swell up. And by the time we got to the house, we couldn't even know where that sting was. And all the others, everybody else in the family, we just raised great swollen places, and it would hurt. And honey didn't help them at all. Now, wasn't that strange? And one time my brother was... they would tie the, they'd put on boots, and then they'd tie the pants legs down around their ankles so that the bees couldn't climb up, and they put on gloves. And see, we had the one that was helping him rob the bee, we had to smoke them down. You know, we had a cloth torch, and it would make a lot of smoke, you know, and we'd smoke those bees. They'd go back down into the hive. We always robbed them at night.